For me, it's definitely been a learning experience. You know, I've learned a lot from my teammate, my coaches, the receivers, just about everybody in the organization. It's all a learning process for me. And also, it's just about having fun. You know, with football, I've been playing it my whole life, and I'm just having fun out here.
Nickel, is that something you've been doing your whole life, too?
I never played nickel. I may have had a few reps in college, but I never played nickel until I came here. And I'm glad I got the opportunity, and I'm embracing a role that they gave me.
There's so much adjustment for you, nickel? Is it something hard to pick up on, or is it pretty easy?
I would say it's tougher than outside corner. But I had good coaching in college. Coach Jones, he coached us basically how to cover. So I know how to cover in cyber receivers. It's just much harder because they have two-way goals. They're quicker receivers, and it's a challenge, but it's fun.
Yeah, there's so much extra going on in there, isn't there? I mean, when you're in the middle of the field as opposed to having one guy on the outside.
Yeah, because on the outside corner, I kind of had a sideline to help me out. But when I'm on the inside, the receiver got a two-way go. He's a super quick receiver, and I got to account for the run, too. So it's a challenge.
There's stories happen here every year of guys that aren't drafted that make the roster. That was your mindset coming in, I assume?
Oh, yeah. That's 100% my focus. Make the team and make the team better. That's my only focus on this team.
The special teams aspect has got to be huge for a guy that's undrafted, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. As an undrafted free agent, you got to make sure that you get to know the special teams coach. Mm-hmm. And you go 100% every single rep on special teams because that's how you get noticed.
How much special teams did you do in college?
Oh, at Duke, I done all four special teams. They even had me on kick return front line my freshman and sophomore year. So I got experience basically everywhere. I'm pretty well suited for special teams.
This preseason, to put some film of those special teams work, how important is that going to be for you?
Oh, it's very important. Just because, like I said, for me, it's a learning experience. I can get adjusted to the game. It's much faster. It's much more physical. And it's all about the learning experience for me, so I can make myself and this team better.
How unique was it to go to such a basketball school but then stand out on the football side of things there?
Oh, it was great, simply because the same fans that were in the gym at Cameron that were also on Wallace Way. So it was fun, man. It was a great experience. You meet a lot of people. You meet a lot of people. And Coach Cut, he was the best coach ever. You know, he's great. He instilled discipline in me and everyone. And I'm glad I made the decision to go to Duke.
How's the interaction been with the veteran corners here in terms of exchange of information, that kind of thing?
Oh, it's been great. Ever since day one, I've had D.A. in my ear, Sean Smith in my ear, T.J. in my ear, even Ham in my ear. You know, it's all from the competition. You know, there's no backdooring each other. We're all trying to help each other be better.
What's the difference in speed, level of what have you, when you go from, you know, third to second, really this past week, past couple days, first team, what's that jump been like?
I would say just about everything. It gets faster, the physicality is ramped up, and it's just a grind. It's a challenge. Derek Carr, he's an awesome quarterback. He knows a few of my tendencies. He reads defenses pretty good, and it's a challenge.
What play over the past 2 days have you learned the most from?
What player?
What play?
Probably just play. I would say probably just it was a play where it was late in the play. And basically it was just me relaxing and relaxing. My eyes went to the quarterback and I lost my dude and he got the catch and that's definitely just a lesson to you find some, be ready to go. You find something from whistle to whistle.
Was that today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yes, sir.
To have a quarterback at that level who can identify your tendencies that quick and then point them out to you, how beneficial is that going to be?
Oh, that's very beneficial in everyone's development. You know, in their entire defenses, you find something to have a elite quarterback that you get to go against every day, it's very beneficial and just everyone in every way.